And for all we know, the details of the map of Mongolia may make a difference in the life of some teenager in Washington, D.C. today. It's the final round of this year's Geography Beat, sponsored by National Geographic.
54 participants came to Washington, and a handful remain. We spoke with three of them yesterday.
This year it's been pretty good. I got a 9 out of 9 in prelims, so I'm in the top 10.
That's Anthony Stoner, who is 14 years old. He's from Gretna, Louisiana, near New Orleans, a location that makes you well aware of geography.
Well, most of us are kind of below sea level. Not such a great place to build a city, but...
And growing up, Stoner developed a passion for learning about other places and cultures.
Since I was like 3 or 4, I guess. I'm kind of in a family of nerds, so a bunch of maps and atlases and stuff around the house. I kind of just looked at them in my free time.
Family of nerds. Another finalist, Gopi Ramanathan, is from Sartell, Minnesota.
He knows a lot about geography, but sometimes it just comes down to luck, like getting a question about your own family's background.
For instance, in the preliminary rounds, and for this one, you have to remember that I'm a Sri Lankan Tamil that's a Hindu. The question was, Hindus make up the majority of the Tamil minority in what island country? And the answer was Sri Lanka.
Okay, sometimes it's luck, other times guesswork. 13-year-old Nilam Sendu from Bedford, New Hampshire, got the following question.
Quote, the island of Europa is in the Mozambique Channel and it belongs to France, but it's disputed with which other country? That's the question. The answer, Madagascar.
I remember looking at a map and seeing the island of Europa, and it was pretty much right next to Madagascar. So I figured if it was right next to it, they're most likely going to dispute it with that country. So I just used my best guess, and I got it right.
And they know, these students, that as they make these guesses, there is a lot at stake for them.
The prize for winning, I think it's like $25,000 in scholarship, and then you get like a free trip to the Galapagos Islands.
Whoever wins, the finalists at least know they made it to the top 10 out of millions of competitors nationwide.
And you can watch the finals in the GOB at 8 o'clock Eastern Time this evening on the National Geographic Channel.
You can also see how much you know about geography at our website, npr.org, where we've published some of the questions from this week's contest.